The government is being concerned about the number of people who've been going in and out of this 20-kilometre exclusion zone. Now, up till now, residents have been able to go in and collect some of their possessions, check on their homes and so on. That is now going to be curtailed. They're saying that only one member of any household can go in, and there is a time limit of 2 hours. They're going to have to wear protective clothing and then be checked for any contamination when they come out again. There's also fines being imposed and perhaps even jail terms for those who break the law and go in illegally.
Sometime in the late afternoon yesterday, Chris and Tim were with a group of other journalists out on what is, I guess, called Tripoli Street in Misrata, and they came under fire and suffered some sort of explosive attack, whether it was a rocket-propelled grenade or a mortar seems to be somewhat in question. But, they were, of course, grievously wounded, and Tim and Chris didn't survive their wounds and were evacuated to a triage tent and with two other journalists who were also wounded as well.
The reason I'm doing so well in the polls is because people know that I'm a smart guy, I'm a good business guy.
Yes, but you can't get out of the gate. You can't get out of the gate in a general election if you say that you're questioning whether Barack Obama was born in America. You won't win.
Oh, I don't think that at all. I think there's a real question as to whether or not, and frankly, 75% of the people in the Republican Party are really doubting whether or not they have very big doubts. So, there are a lot of people. I don't know why he doesn't just show his birth certificate. Every day that goes by, I think less and less that he was born in the United States. He possibly was, but I want to get rid of the word possibly.